Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today, we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, staying organized in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're constantly running around, juggling deadlines, appointments, and a million little things all at once? You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing with to-dos, but nothing seems to get done? I'm right there with you. That's why mastering organization is crucial for staying sharp and grounded. Think of it like this. Our lives are like intricate tapestries, each thread representing a task, an appointment, a project. Without some structure, those threads become tangled messes. A good planner, or apex like the loom, giving us a framework to weave a beautiful, cohesive life. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a rigid robot here. We're not trying to squeeze every second of our day into a meticulously planned schedule. But having a system for capturing our thoughts and prioritizing tasks can make all the difference. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you level up your organization game. First, identify your organizational style. Are you a visual person who thrives on color-coded calendars? Or maybe you're more of a list maker, finding comfort in the satisfaction of ticking things off. Experiment with different methods: digital planners, bullet journals, or even good old-fashioned pen and paper until you find what clicks. Second, focus on capturing everything. Don't let those fleeting thoughts slip away. Carry a notebook, use voice memos, or employ your phone's note app to jot down ideas, reminders, or anything that pops into your head. It's like clearing out the mental clutter so you can focus on what truly matters. Third, prioritize ruthlessly. We all have limited time and energy, so it's crucial to distinguish between the urgent and the important. The Eisenhower Matrix is a classic tool for this: categorized tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. This helps you focus your energy on what truly matters. Fourth, schedule time blocks. Don't just list your tasks, allocate specific time slots to work on them. This creates structure and prevents those dreaded I have no time moments. Think of it like booking appointments with yourself, a meeting with your creative brain, a session for tackling that project report, or even a block dedicated to simply unwinding. Finally, review and adjust. Regularly assess your system, see what's working, and what needs tweaking. Life is constantly evolving, so your organizational strategies should too. Don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're starting your workday feeling overwhelmed. Your inbox is overflowing, there are deadlines looming, and that project report feels like Mount Everest. But then, you open your planner, the one you meticulously organized last night, and you see a clear roadmap of your day. Time allocated for responding to emails, focus work sessions on that report, even a break for a quick walk to recharge. That sense of clarity and control? That's the power of being organized. So, remember, folks, staying organized isn't about becoming a slave to schedules, it's about creating space for what truly matters, reducing stress, and ultimately, living a more fulfilling life. Take these 5 key takeaways: identify your style, capture everything, prioritize ruthlessly, schedule time blocks, and review and adjust, and put them into practice. Even small changes can make a huge difference. And hey, if you find yourself struggling to stay on track, remember that we're all in this together. Share your organization hacks with me. What tools do you use? What tips have helped you conquer the chaos? Let's keep this conversation going over on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Stoic Edge. And until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.